Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears?
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You can subscribe to my newsletter. I hope you'll do that because we'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Having a great visit with our good friend, our new friend, David Friedman. David is the author of Fundamentally Different. We're talking about values. And the book is called Fundamentally-Different. I'm sorry, the website, fundamentally-different.com. Is that right, David?
That's correct, Jim.
So check it out, folks, wherever books are sold. You know, David, one of the things that I've been talking a lot about lately is the importance that values are taking, the importance that it's going to have in the marketplace going forward, more, I believe, than ever before. For most of my career, the big thing that a company needed to do for its customers was deliver value, singular value. But now value is table stakes. It's the minimum that you can have. Values are putting an S on that word. That's the new bar of expectation that more and more people are expecting from the companies, from the businesses that they do business with, aren't they?
I think you're right, Jim. And I think that the root of that is it's about trust. That when you think about it, I mean, trust is really what we're looking for. I want to trust, if I'm working with you as a customer or as a vendor, I want to trust that you're going to do the things that you say you're going to do, that you're going to be honest with me, that you're going to be clear with me. And, you know, if I know what your value system is and I see that you're an ethical organization that runs on values, then it allows me to have that trust and it makes it easier for us to do business together.
Right, exactly. And well, that's why I've said for a long time that trust is not just the right thing to do. Being trustworthy is not just the right thing to do. It's a best practice. And small business owners especially gravitate toward people they can trust. Because if I can trust you, David, then I can drop my barriers and we can be more productive.
You know, there's a great book. I don't know if you featured it on your site before. But Stephen M. R. Covey wrote a book called The Speed of Trust. I don't know if you've read that.
He's been on the show many times talking about this.
That is a fabulous book, and it's all about exactly what you're saying.
Another book along those lines.
That trust dividend he talks about.
Another book along those lines is one by Archie Ciancuti called Built on Trust. Those are two great trust books. So talk to us about how we have this conversation. How do we have a values conversation with our employees?
Well, values, you know, in my book, I talk about 8 steps that great organizations take to what I call institutionalize their values. And when I use that word institutionalize, what I mean, Jim, is I'm talking about how do you take values and make them an everyday living, breathing part of the organization so they're not just a nice sign on a wall or a poster on a website or something else. And there are 8 key steps to doing that. But one of them, and probably the most important of those, I believe, is the step that I call creating rituals. And great organizations create rituals around practicing their values. So let me give you a couple of examples of things that we did in my company. The reason my book is called Fundamentally Different is because I had these 30 values and behaviors that I taught that I called our fundamentals. And not that I would necessarily recommend that people have 30. It's a lot, but it just happened to work for us. But I had these 30 values and behaviors that we used to teach. And what we would do is every week we would feature one of our fundamentals. And so week number one would be fundamental number one, next week would be number two and three and so on. At the end of 30 weeks, we'd go back to number one and we'd repeat the whole cycle. So every single week we were focusing on our fundamentals. And a couple things that we did as examples to focus on those values were that every Sunday I would send out, when I began this, every Sunday I would send out a voicemail and an email to all of our staff with this week's fundamental and a lesson about how it was applicable to our daily lives. Where was this useful? Why was this meaningful in our daily practice?
That's a major commitment.
And that would go out. That was a big commitment. That would go out every single week. When I finished that first 30 weeks, I passed it to my management team, and my managers would each take a week, and they would cycle through it. when we finished that 30 weeks, I actually passed it on to my rank-and-file employees. Mm-hmm. I had about 110 people in my company. Mm-hmm. And every single week, they would have a sign-up sheet. And every single week, the employees would actually author the message to their peers about this week's fundamental and how it applied to their daily practice. Another ritual we created was every single meeting that we did in our company, small or large, no matter how many people were in there, every meeting we did, the first agenda item was the fundamental of the week. And so we would start the meeting, and it would just be a 3, 4, 5 minute discussion where if I was leading the meeting, I might say, well, this week is fundamental number 2, mm-hmm. check the ego at the door. And I would talk for a couple minutes about it, and I'd say, so does anybody have a story you'd like to share? And someone would raise their hand, and they'd say, oh, yeah, just, you know, last week I was in this situation, and here's what happened, and here's how I used that fundamental. And it would lead us to a few-minute discussion. And so every single meeting, that was the first agenda item.
I bet, David, you've been able to translate that kind of behavior, those kinds of values, to the customers.
Absolutely.
The customers are responding to that, aren't they?
Well, interestingly, one of the things that we even did is I created an annual survey, and we would send the survey to all of our customers, mm-hmm. and I wrote a statement of what it would look like to behave in a way that was consistent with each of our 30 values, and I asked them to rate us on their observation of our behavior to see, did we almost always, usually sometimes, seldom, or never behave this way? So we actually reached out to the customers to say, hey, what do you see?
David, will you come back and talk to us some more about this?
It'd be my pleasure.
We got more to talk about. You got more to teach us. Thanks for being here. David Friedman, folks, Fundamentally Different is his book. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.